We're in the middle of Siman Samach Aleph, and we're up to Seif Yud Gimel, says the Mechaber. Achar Pasuk Rishon, after you finish the first Pasuk, Tzarech Lomar, Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol Olam Vo'ed Bechashai. You have to say quietly, Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol Olam Vo'ed. Now this is a discussion, why you say it quietly. So Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed quotes from the Medrash that in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to give over the cates, he wanted to call his sons together and tell them what's going to happen at the end of days. Hashem did not agree with that idea, so he took away his Ruach HaKodesh. So then he was nervous. He thought maybe that there was a member of his family who was Eino Hogun, that he was not a fitting individual for whatever that means in that context. So they all said to him, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then Yaakov Avinu answered when he heard that from every single one of his sons, realizing that they were all worthy. So then he answered in his joy, Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol Olam Vo'ed. So that was Yaakov Avinu's response. So the Gemara says, what are we supposed to do? That Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote down the Torah in Shema Yisrael, he didn't say Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol Olam Vo'ed. So on one hand, you're stuck. Moshe didn't say it, so we can't disrespect Moshe Rabbeinu by saying it. Yaakov Avinu did say it, so we can't disrespect Yaakov Avinu by not saying it. So we say the compromise is we say it quietly. We recognize that this was not part of the actual words of the Torah, but on the other hand, we have a tradition all the way back to Yaakov Avinu that this is a proper thing to say. So we say it b'chashai, we say it quietly, and that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, just what if a person skipped it? What if a person did not say it? So in the previous Sivkot and Chavtes, Mishnah Berurah writes to Machlokes Achronim. He tells you to look in the Bir Halacha. He has a major arichus there in the Bir Halacha, what the din is. He has diukim back and he has diukim from different gemaras. It's basically Machlokes. Magen Avraham quotes the Shilta Giborim in the Bach that you don't have to repeat it, and the Levush says that you do have to repeat it. Mishnah Berurah seems to, based on my understanding, that Bir Halacha, he seems to be pretty staunch that you do not repeat the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, even if you forgot to say Baruch Shem. He seems to have a number of rayas. Let's see Siv Yadalid. Tzorech lahafsik ma'at bein la'olam va'ed v'yahavta. So you should, after you finish saying Baruch Shem, take a pause and then say V'yahavta. Kidei lahafsik min kabolos al machos shamayim l'shar mitzvos. Right? Each part of Shema represents different kabolos al machos shamayim, kabolos al mitzvos, etc., etc. So avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. So those are things that we spoke about a little bit about the kavana a person's supposed to have. So obviously, in order to prepare himself properly, then he should pause to maintain the inyanim. Hagah, says the Ramah, v'yesh lahafsik b'pasuk rishon bein Yisrael l'Hashem v'bein Elokeinu l'Hashem Hasheni, k'dei sheyehei nishma shma Yisrael. So you want the way you pause in the first pasuk to sound, the mashmos of what you're saying should be this. Listen up, Yisrael, ki Hashem shehu Elokeinu hu Hashem Echad. Right, so if you pause appropriately, it will sound like that. That, listen up, Jews, that Hashem, who is our God, He in fact is one. Right, that's the idea. That's the mashmos you want to get. V'yesh lahafsik ma'at bein echad levaruch ki ikar kibul malchus shemayim v'pasuk rishon. And also, you should pause before Baruch Shem, because that's not part of the ikar kabbalas al malchus shemayim. It's just a secondary kabbalas al malchus shemayim. Fine. Sif tezvav, tzarech lahafsik bein hayom al levavecha uvein hayom le'ahava shelo yehe nire hayom v'lo lemachar. Right? So you want to make it clear, hayom, that's the hayom is going on, the things that I'm commanding you today, all those things should be on your heart. Meaning it shouldn't be hayom alavavecha, it should be on your heart today, and hayom la'avah, you should love it at today. It doesn't. You want the mashmos of the words to be correct. Right? And then continuing, sif tezayin, tzorech lahafzik bein nishba la'hashem, kidei lahatim yofe ha'ayin, Shalote nires kehei. You don't want to sound like Nishpa Hashem. It sounds like Nun Shin Beis Hei Shem, right? So it sounds bad. Even when you don't say Hashem, you say Adon and Noi, it still sounds bad. You have to say Nishba and pronounce the Ayin, and then La Hashem, because otherwise you're going to cut it off. Fine. Yud Zayin, sorry. Tzarech Lahatiz Zayin Shel Tizguru, Shalote Hishtama Tisguru, O Tis. Oh, tiskuru. I don't know. Either it should sound not like tiskuru with a kuf or tiskuru with a kaf. Because we say tisguru, it sounds like you'll get paid. So tisguru is you want to remember. Not uzchartem. Right? You want to be clear on those zions. People are makbid on the tisguru one. They're not so makbid on the uzchartem one. But both of them you have to be makbid on. Fine. We'll continue in the pronunciations next time.